Would you introduce yourselves, please?
As a band? Individually?
I'm Kieran Weston. I'm a drummer, and this is Bleach Lab.
Now, would you all introduce yourselves individually?
Hey, I'm Jenna. I'm the lead singer of Bleach Lab.
You already did.
I did, yeah. And I won't go again. I'll
pass the mic. I'm Josh, and I play the bass.
I'm Lewis. I play guitar.
Debut album, London. Many years of experiments. 2021 first EP. I don't know, formal training. Did you all take instruments when you were younger? Did your parents say, don't ever be a musician? I don't know anything, so tell me a little bit.
So I started off pretty young playing like a variety of instruments, like the harp, clarinet and stuff like that. So my mum and dad were very like pro music life. And I started vocal lessons when I was about 11. But my mum performed all across the world, like as a musician as well, as a singer. So it's like kind of instilled in my heritage, I'd say. But yeah, it's never been like a don't do that, it's too risky. It's always been like go for it for me, which is very supportive. But
yeah, similar for me really. I mean, all of my family members are musicians. My dad, my stepdad, all in bands. Yeah, it was always very much, most of my weekends were spent taking my, you know, stepdad's drums to gigs, helping him set up, watching him, and then sometimes, you know, playing like with those bands as well. So yeah, very much supported from an early age to crack on with music.
Yeah, with me, I accidentally got into it. A friend of mine at school, I was 17, wanted someone to fill in on bass for a I can't remember the song now, I think it was like a cover of Pearl Jam. And I was like, okay, so I went in there and I was like, he's painfully taught me these four notes, which I still use today.
And once
he knows. Yeah, if it works, it works. But I ended up saying, okay, I really like this, and I stole the school bass, took it home, and I kept practicing on that, and then used to Skype lessons to keep going and chilling out in a music room, just keep learning on YouTube, whatever I could find. And so I was sort of self-taught, but just via just what was out there and just trial and error. And I had a few friends that were quite good at the time, so they were just sort of like picked up off them, and I didn't want to tell them I was practicing 8 hours a day or whatever it was when I first started. But I was like, oh, look, I'm just naturally just figuring it out. And yeah, just it takes a lot of time. But 17 and I'm 28 now, and yeah, still play those four notes.
Yeah, I need to learn some new ones for the next album. Yes. for me, it's sort of similar to Jenna and Kieran. Sort of, I started playing drums first when I was quite young. My parents got me just like one of those little toy drum sets for Christmas that I just then took, you know, more seriously than they thought I would. And then a couple of years after that is when I started playing guitar. And I only started playing guitar because I remember like when I went to high school, we had to sort of tell everyone a little bit about ourselves. And I just told everyone that I played guitar, and I didn't, because I thought it would sort of make me sound cooler. And
how'd that work out?
Well, do you know, it worked out really well, because what happened is in our music classes, every like sort of term, we would we'd focus on a different instrument. And then one week the teacher said, okay, next week we're learning guitar. And everyone in my class looked at me and they was like, oh, this is great, Lewis plays guitar. So I had that one week to actually learn enough that I could fool everyone and sort of go along with this lie that I told. So I was sort of forced into playing guitar, and it worked out really well.
That sounds very similar to how you joined Bleach Lab, actually. What was it, 2 hours before the rehearsal, you got the songs to learn them, so yeah.
Well, two things. One thing, playing guitar still didn't make him cool. And the other thing was, Miss Sadley, for listening, I did return that stolen bass.
Pandemic, what a great time to start a band.
It was a weird time because no one was releasing, really doing much. And I think this was before I joined, but I think these guys like saw that as an opportunity to release, kind of use that space that was opening up. And then from there, you know, the first sort of single got a lot of traction for these guys. And then, yeah, we had a lot of time in lockdown to write. And I think that's when we really found our like voice. It was weird. It was all very separate, Jenna was writing at home, lyrics like completely on her own, obviously had to. It was all very sort of isolated, but it weirdly kind of, yeah, that's, we found how we write. It was actually, yeah, strangely quite useful for us.
And then the other thing that I learned is very important to this band is it's kind of the right, and this is kind of psychological and physical, is the right space.
I think it's one of my favorite studios I've got to be a part of playing in, and it's just, the facilities are amazing, and probably it's got like a, I can't remember if it's like a Michelin, the next Michelin star chef on site that just sort of just cooks food for, and it's just like, what? And
okay, let's go now. I mean, come on, I yeah, saw what right? you had for your pre-lunch. Let's just go there.
I know, like we put on a lot of weight and we wrote a lot of music, and I think that's essentially what East Coast is, and everyone at work there is amazing, and everyone is so creative in that space, and it's just fantastic to be around other like-minded people, and you go outside just to have a smoke or a break, and there's so many other musicians around you all doing the same thing. But
sorry.
The dogs. Oh yeah, there was a Hugo the sausage dog who was one of our biggest fans, and definitely frustrated our engineers.
One of the things you talked about is going back to your roots and really kind of figuring out who the band is.
We obviously did three EPs, three before the album. I think there was a lot of experimentation across all of those three EPs. The first one was very sort of indie, like original Bleached Lab. And the second one, we tried to go a lot more, you could say poppy, I guess, exploring sort of synths and modern production like techniques. And in the third one, the second one, that was where we explored the 90s sound. The third one was the poppy one. And I think after all of those three, it was about sort of using all of that experimentation to then land in a place that felt like it was Bleached Lab.
Lots of experimentation.
It's, exactly, yeah. And I think the album was definitely the result of, we've always said it, a lot of experimentation.
I think experimenting is built for EPs and size volumes of like catalog sizes that because it just allows you to sort of get things right before you do a debut album, or to trial and error things in a safer place. And I think it helped us to define what our sound was going to be for the album, and now we know going forward what future ones would potentially sound like also.
What is the filter for a Bleached Lab song? How do you know that it's a song for you?
If it makes someone cry or feel a bit sad inside, and I think that's just the core of our lyrics, carries a lot of that, a lot of atmospheric guitars, so again it carries over a sonic soundscape for a lot of our lyrics to be a part of, so I think they mesh together quite well. And I think between the lyrics and guitars it can be very distinctively Bleached Lab, I feel.
I think there's always been an intentional relationship with the vocal melodies and the guitar, kind of like working together, which I think is quite a distinctive thing for a Bleached Lab song.
Hooks are not an evil thing, are they?
Sometimes.
Tell me about that.
They're challenging. Right. It's a challenging task because something that you might find like catchy and enjoy is something that other people might not. So it's kind of like getting it right, and the writing process can be challenging. I find it a little bit daunting. I think writing like a chorus is one of the hardest parts of writing a song. We're still exploring, for sure. I think we're still defining what that means to us.
I think you never really know when you've done like, you can never do like the best song you've ever. I think every song you write should always be the best song, and then the next time is always like, you know, we need to do that again. So you're always exploring, trying to reach new sort of levels.
It's like on instruments. I think it's impossible to be a virtuoso, because I think it becomes ingrained that you've always got to be better and better. And even the best musicians in the world will openly admit that they're nowhere near what they want to be and how they could be. And I think it's the more we do, the better we'll get, hopefully. And it's just going to be a process. And as we age and get older, there'll be different experiences and different things to sing about and write about. And I think, you know, it's ever growing.
Yeah. And I think as well as that, I think for me, I think when I'm doing anything creative, essentially what you're doing is your actual ability, whether that's music or art, or if you're writing, whatever it is, you're just trying to catch up with your imagination. And I think as you grow as an artist, your imagination gets bigger and bigger and bigger. and it, I think that tends to go faster than your skills to actually do it. So it's always like this sort of catch up. And to me, that's part of the fun. You're trying to catch up with what you hear in your head and actually get it out and create it so that other people can experience it as well.
What do you bring into the studio? How far do you take things before you hand it off to people to help you out?
I mean, we've always tried to sort of do, our demos have been fairly fleshed out, like always, but I think with Lewis joining now, Lewis is a producer, he's amazing at it. We're lucky now to have his studio to be able to work in, and so particularly now, we're going quite far into that sort of production process, which is, really useful. I think Lewis joining has been a real turning point for the band, for sure.
Label. Were you courted by a lot of people? Did you have one in mind? And how did you end up where you ended up?
If we're talking about the album, I think that it was very much a dream to work with Catherine Marks. So we floated the idea. And we were actually really quite shocked when she sort of came back and wanted to work with us. So as soon as that kind of was on the cards, it was a bit of a no-brainer for us. We kind of had to.
And did you have a finished record when you brought it to Network, or?
We had the 10 songs. We had 11 actually, and one of which may be making its way to something else. But it was fairly finished. But Catherine Marks was really good at sort of taking those songs to the next level. Like, I think I'm often guilty of doing this, but with demos, thinking that it's great and I love it and I don't want to change it. And Catherine was great at actually sort of pushing it a little further and opening up doors to certain songs. Like, she really took some of them to places that I couldn't hear initially.
As a band, we're always very particular about how we want things to sound and how it comes out. And we used to track by track and just record individually. And we're always, I wouldn't be there and our old guitarist at the time would be in the studio doing his thing, and then Kieran would go in and do drums earlier on, and then Jenna would come in at the end, and it wasn't a process, we weren't really together, and Catherine really made it an aim to get us all in a room and do it live. And I think we did it the old way just because of how we wrote in lockdown, and we had to do it like that, and I think we just got so used to it, but it was nice for her to break down those walls and let us look at writing or recording in a different way, and I think that's the way we're going to go going forward now. So it's going back to experimenting as well. So I think that's, we were lucky enough to do that in the studio as well, and I think that was one of the best outcomes we got.
And now you've got a record, and now the hard work begins. Coming to South by Southwest.
And I never thought that doing our first EP would be in America. And I never thought I'd be in a band that would get across the ponds, as they say.
I think anyone who's a musician would be lying if they said that wasn't the case. I think, yeah.
That's so true, though.
I mean, it's so valuable to have that sort of scene and everything, wait, like in the town and city that you come from, but being able to sort of stretch out to different continents and different cities and meet different people and like have your music reach further than your own like hometown or city or whatever is incredibly rewarding.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by others in between.